So beginning by hearing the sound of the singing bowl coming and going. Just the vibration of sound. And as the sound dissolves right into the quiet, right, just feeling your body here now in the space. And just checking in again. This is a gesture of self-care, of attending, right? Right? Do you feel supported in the way that you've placed your body? And if that changes during this practice, you can adjust your body. So that permission is there throughout. And here you can rest exactly as you are. Right, however that looks or feels in this moment today. Right, everything is welcome. And there's nothing we're trying to fix or change, right, or repair away. It's really coming into relationship with our humanness and right with the quality of curiosity and kindness. And this is also the ground and the feeling of being. And when we're not trying to make something different happen, when we're not right, trying to fix or change or alter the moment, right, we might begin to open to a felt sense of ease. We might feel it directly in our body, in our nervous system, in our physiology. So just see what opens up for you. So opening and grounding your senses into the environment. And you might begin by feeling the areas of your body that are supported, right, by the floor and the earth beneath it. And the support is a direct experience, and not just the concept of support, but how does it feel, right, in your body? Right, the temperature of the floor and the supports beneath you. Right, maybe the pressure or the texture. Right, is there a feeling of density or stability or softness? And feel and open to the touch of air on your skin and the temperature and texture of the air, space. And again, feel the vibration of sounds arriving at the inner ear. Let the play of the visual field across the lens of the eyes, whether your physical eyes are open or closed, right, it's your choice. And if they're closed, if it's interesting, you can even open your eyes for a moment, just softly opening and just orienting to the visual space, the shapes and the color. And then you can close your eyes again if you prefer. But also the, right, the scent or the smells, the taste on the tongue. So just orienting, feeling your way into the environment exactly as it is. And there might be a sense that attention just descends a little bit from mind to heart, right? As you feel your way into your experience rather than thinking into it. So slowly allow your attention to open inside the field of your body. And can you feel this living, breathing body? And perhaps allowing your attention to wander and sense its way through the body, almost with a childlike curiosity, if you can imagine a baby that, right, kind of wakes up to its body, its limbs, its toes, its fingers for the very first time, kind of with a sense of wonder. And can you feel how your body is being breathed and your heart is beating? There's this subtle sway or throb of your heart beating. And all of this aliveness just happening without an effort, right? Without a doer, right? You don't need to tell your body to breathe, your heart to beat. And so maybe some feeling of appreciation, right? For life that's living you. It can get forgotten or missed when we're busy and we're thinking and we're doing and planning. Right, that's okay too. And take a moment here listening in or tuning in for any feeling of intention. If there's something that brings you here today, right, maybe it's just a feeling sense. Maybe it's just a curiosity, or perhaps you're here to restore, right, to open to feeling, right, easeful, connected and safe, okay. So if there is an intention, you can affirm it in your body, just feel it in your body. It can be subtle. And also affirm it with the mind, maybe in the present tense, right, that I am well rested, or I am okay, I am safe, right, or I'm open, curious. Right, so as if it's so. So it's not something we're trying to make happen into the future, but we're just kind of resting into, right, what might already be here. So the aliveness and vitality of your breathing body, and at the same time, this feeling of being, the feeling of being that's not trying to fix or change, it's just being with life. From this ground of being, just taking some moments to resource ourselves. And so to bring forward, right, the feeling of ease, of groundedness, of being okay or being safe within ourselves. And you can call in your support, so it's almost like bringing forward the images, almost like the photos that you might have in your home, right? Photos of people and places and moments that, right, evoke in you the feeling of connection, safety, belonging. And it could be a place, it could be an animal, it could be a person, a symbolic figure. So just allow that to come forward. Just attention, heart-centered. You don't have to analyze your way into it. And it's okay if thoughts are coming and going, let them. But as and when an image appears, just begin to notice if there are any other sensory perceptions that come alive. Maybe there's a remembering of a smell or a taste or a sound. And then begin to notice what you're feeling in your body now as sensation. You might notice the rhythm of your breathing, right, just as it is. The rhythm of your heart beating, exactly as it is. And even the sensations across the surface of the skin, they can be more soft or more firm. Sensations in your body, the jaw, the heart, the abdomen. And any area of the body that's just coming alive with sensations, so feeling that. So just feeling resourced in yourself, or a felt sense of an inner resource, a place of refuge, right, within yourself. So if this is new to you, it takes time to orient and nourish this feeling. It's like riding a bike, it's like anything else. Just the more we take time, right, to feel and open to this, it becomes more palpable. And it becomes more stable and available. It's almost like learning a language. And so the feeling of being, the feeling of a resource within yourself, and we'll begin to just kind of open through the field of the body. So I'll begin to name areas of the body and just begin to sense any sensation or vibration that might be arising there. It can be more full, it can be subtle, it can feel like nothing. And everything else is included. Every sound that moves through our experience, every thought, image, emotion. And for now, you can include that. Right, even if your attention gets swept away, include that. And then very gently just invite your attention back into the field of your body. So take a few moments just feeling how your body is being breathed. Right, the sway and the currents or the waves of sensation that arise with the inhale. Right, that arise with the exhale. And then just become curious about the exhale itself. Right, the inhale's happening. You may even feel how the body kind of rises, expands, or the heart rate increases a touch. And right, if it's okay if that's not palpable. And then also notice what you experience on the exhale. If you feel the body kind of softening, grounding, or any sense that the heart rate is becoming a little slower. It's okay if your experience is something different. I'm always inviting you into your firsthand experience, so nothing more or less. I begin to feel sensations inside your mouth. My teeth and gums, a sensation. the roof of the mouth, the floor, right, the side walls, tongue, sensation. You can feel through the jaw, the inner ears, right, just experienced as maybe vibration or tingling. Right, the sides of the face, nose, and then the eyes. Right, just the hollows of the eyes. Our forehead, or perhaps tight or loose, the scalp, the hollow of the skull. And just the entire face and head, a sensation. You might feel your way into the exhale as it happens. At the ground beneath your body. And then attention descending right through the throat, right into the hollow at the top of the torso, and just feeling through the inside of the left shoulder. Right, sometimes it can be a felt shimmering. Right, sometimes it can feel dull, it can feel sharp. And the length of the left arm, right, the inside of the left hand, right, the five fingers, and then resting, feeling from inside the left palm. And just feeling with curiosity, right, that ease of being. There's nothing to fix or change. And the inside of the right shoulder, the length of the arm, right? Feeling into the right arm, the right hand, the fingers into the inside of the palm. Just feeling the right palm from the inside out, as if your attention is in the hand, right? Feeling directly from the origin of sensation. And just both hands at the same time. Right, the body still breathing. And opening and feeling through the torso, the front, the back, right, the top and the bottom, right, the sides of the torso is sensation, and inside and outside. Right, nothing to do. And feeling and sensing sometimes rest and ease naturally come into the foreground of our experience. And sometimes it's something else. And sensing through the pelvis, the length of the left leg from hip, your knee, the ankle, right, the left foot, the sole of the left foot. Right, just exhaling and feeling the right leg from hip through the knee, through the ankle, the right foot, the sole of the foot, and just the whole body of changing sensation, the whole constellation of varying sensations, maybe, you know, dull and sharp. Maybe there's something light, something heavy, even warm and cool. At the same time, body is still being breathed, right, effortlessly. Perhaps emotion or thoughts coming and going, sounds. And the whole changing current of the moment. Right. There can be this feeling that it's arising in the unchanging field of being, something that's not moving. That's undisturbed, unbroken. There's the felt sense of being presence. So just see how that might be opening up. It's more than the words, it's just the experience. Kind of unchanging, spacious presence that includes all of the humanity, the changing currents, but itself it is grounded, is spacious, and undisturbed. So just resting here as you are, just everything exactly as it is. And nothing to fix, nothing to do. And even if the thinking mind is churning away, right, there can also simultaneously, right, there can be a feeling of lightness or ease, like the personality just feels a little lighter. Right, not totally involved in every arising. And we might also feel that the attention is getting swept away, and that's okay too. Just the moment of including that, right, something can shift. So all of this as it is, and just feeling back into the sense of resource within yourself, right? Maybe it's that feeling of being okay. Or perhaps the feeling of being at ease or grounded, like literally connected and supported by the earth below you. And it can evolve into a profound sense of safety within yourself. And life exactly as it is, the world still remains as it is. So just see what's available. And begin to brighten your attention in your body. And come back and notice, right, the rhythm of your body breathing now. And is it slow? Is it fast? Smooth or rough? Long or short, even the throb of your heart beating, how that feels. And then slowly, right, just feeling opening through the whole body, the torso, limbs, face and head. And just allowing your attention to kind of feel centered within yourself. Maybe it's literally heart-centered, and just taking a few moments listening and just feeling, tuning in to any sense of knowing, affirmation or intention that's here now. And if it's here, affirming it with your body. You might affirm it, right, with a phrase in the present tense. And so it's something that moves with you into your day. You don't need to hold it. You don't need to carry it along. It's just here living in your body. So you'll begin to hear the sound of the singing bowl again. Slowly you'll just begin to feel the body become more alive. There's no rush. You might feel just, you know, the toes and the fingers begin to move when they do, or the breath deepen. The eyes may open and orient to the room, and then you might close them again. So take your time. There's no rush. Do take time to come back and feel grounded as you come upright. It's really important. And please take with you just the truth of your firsthand experience. Right, that's really what I'm inviting you into. And I hope wholeheartedly that this practice is of benefit to you, to all of us, right, perhaps even of benefit to all beings everywhere.